Follow us on Twitter and get involved at USA_votes.
Welcome back. You're here with Lily and Lucy.
We've got a lot to talk about over the next 15 minutes, but we've also got some news on the way. So I'll hand you over to Ben.
In the news, Donald Trump has taken the state of Louisiana in the last few moments, taking the Electoral College lead to 33. Florida is still too close to call with 95% of the vote counted. In the last few seconds, Clinton has projected to win New Mexico. Bookmakers have shortened the price of Trump's significancy in the last hour. However, he is now seen to be joint favourite with Miss Clinton for the presidency. The New York Times is now forecasting a 50-50 toss-up. Mr. Trump is pulling away in the battleground state of Virginia, whilst Hillary Clinton has a marginal lead in Pennsylvania, a state holding 20 Electoral College votes. Republican Senator from Georgia, Johnny Ickerson, has regained his seat. That latest result leaves the Republicans with one seat advantage, 42-41, with the Democrats gaining one seat so far. Some Americans are not just voting for politicians. The topic of recreational marijuana use is on the ballot in a handful of states. Other states are also voting on whether cannabis can be used for medical reasons. Looking into the world of economics, the Mexican peso, which surged earlier this evening, has dramatically fallen.
Thanks, Ben. We are now going to be joined by our Washington correspondent, Jason. Hello, Jason.
Hiya. Hello, how are we doing?
I'm good, how are you?
Very well. It's getting very exciting here. It's very tense. Electoral College projection is just getting higher and higher, and we're edging towards the valuable 270 for both candidates.
So how have people reacted to the sudden shift in the polls? Suddenly Trump's just gone ahead.
There's been a lot of shock reactions from the people here in the newsroom at the University of Maryland, but there's still a lot to come, let's be honest. We've got a lot of the battleground states still to come. A lot of what we've had so far is going as predicted, as it went on the form book. So I don't want to make any early predictions at this stage. We've still got a lot of votes to come in, and it's going to be a long night. It's going to be a close night, but it's going to be a very exciting night for us reporting on it.
Do you think that Hillary can bring it back? Do you think Hillary can get the votes back?
I think absolutely. She's got a lot of her states still to come. She's got a massive state down in California. The sheer number of Electoral College votes she's getting out of California that should almost be a certainty for her there. And she was just hoping to pick up just a couple of these battleground states that will get her over the line, and then she'll be sitting in the White House.
Okay. Thank you, Jason.
We're now going to move on to talk about... We are now joined by our fellow presenters, Mark and Olivia, who have been watching American television for the last hour. So what have you been watching, Mark?
So on Fox News, it's been really, really interesting following the latest. Hillary Clinton is and Donald Trump neck and neck. Florida, North Carolina and Ohio are really three key battleground states. If they go for Trump, then it really looks like it could be a good night for Trump. They're saying that if he does get those three, then he needs to break through what they call the blue wall of the Democrat votes in places like Pennsylvania, Wisconsin and Minnesota. And if he really starts winning in places like that, then we are seriously looking at a Trump presidency. Currently, they leave the scores on 147 for Trump and 109 for Clinton, because... Fox do tend to be a little bit ahead of the BBC in terms of their latest polls. Another interesting thing I've been looking at is in the actual individual results in Florida and North Carolina. Hillary's been polling a lot less than Obama and Trump a lot higher than Romney in certain areas. So it looks like, I've been listening to their... correspondence so far, and I do think by the sounds of it that Florida could be going for Trump, and if that starts to go, others could follow. And another interesting one is Virginia, which beforehand lots of people were saying not a chance that Hillary would lose that, and actually Trump does have a lead there at the moment. So if Virginia goes as well, it's another one that keep an eye out on. I think at the moment it says 47-48% either side. So really keep your eyes open there. But it's going to start pouring in the next hour or so. We're really going to get an idea of which way it's going to go. So keep an eye on some of those battleground states, Florida, North Carolina, Ohio. Keep your eyes open for those.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Mark. We are now going to speak to Kaylee about the results tonight. So, Kaylee, can you give us a bit of a background information about what's been going on?
Yes, the results are literally coming in by the second. It seems that things have taken a turn. Trump is now currently in the lead with 137 electoral votes, I think, at the moment, in comparison to Hillary's 104. 95% of the votes from the main swing state of Florida have been counted, and it seems that Trump is in the lead with 49% of the votes in comparison to Clinton's 47.8. The result is leaning towards Trump, but the final result will be announced in due time. Hillary Clinton is expected to win Connecticut and carries 7 electoral votes. Louisiana sees Donald Trump win their vote. The current situation in North Carolina is 49.9 for Trump and 47.5 for Clinton, with 79% declared already. 78% have declared in Virginia, with 47.8 opting for Trump and 47.1 for Clinton. US House CNN projection, currently 86 for Democrats and 118 for the Republicans.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Kaylee.
Thank you.
So now we're going to be talking to Alistair and Bettina, our political pundits, to continue talking about what's going on. So what do you make of these statistics?
Well, I mean, Virginia's the really key one so far. I mean, people have been focusing on the other states, but Hillary Clinton had, the way it was looking coming into the election, had enough of a buffer that she could lose Florida, she could lose Ohio, she could lose North Carolina. But then she was getting very close. I mean, that was going to leave you with a very close race. One of the states that was expected to be hers and to win quite comfortably is Virginia. Now, some of the districts that are still yet to be counted are the very north and the most populous areas, or haven't submitted their results yet, and they're expected to be more Democrats. So she still has a chance of winning the state. But I mean, it's very, very tight. And I mean, I think this could be an absolutely key state in terms of deciding who's going to win the election. If Trump can get Virginia, then he should have a pretty solid track on towards winning the presidency. If Hillary can squeak on, then she may just about be able to hold out.
What about you, Bettina? Do you agree?
I do. I think if Trump wins Virginia, he would have gone through the sort of blue wall mark, and he will be well on his way to actually... His odds would be quite good in winning overall. I think so, yes.
In the way you see it right now, who do you think is most likely to win tonight?
I mean, I think I'd probably go along with the betting markets that have just moved Trump into a very small lead. I mean, it's incredibly tight, and what's going to happen over the next 15-20 minutes is going to probably decide the election, depending on how Virginia sort of gets rolls out. I mean, some of the early polling in terms of Michigan is very in Trump's favor, which would be a huge win for her, a huge win for him, because again, it wasn't a state that people thought was particularly in play. They felt that it was going to safely go towards Hillary. So I mean, that's another big state to watch. I mean, that's what we're looking at now is Donald Trump needs to pick off one of these states. And Hillary Clinton's going to need to hold pretty much all of them to be able to keep it. That's if she goes on to lose Florida and lose Ohio, and North Carolina, which is looking increasingly likely.
Exactly. Because she still has, like it was said, she still has California with 55, and she still seems quite certain with New York and Oregon. So there are still some major ones that will be coming in a bit later tonight, but it still means that she has to win some swing states at this point to sort of keep her lead,
yeah,
as we see it right now.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that Trump has a small lead at the moment of 37, that isn't a problem. I mean, that's what you'd expect to happen. I mean, Hillary Clinton's got sort of 70 or 80 vote West Coast states that should be absolutely safe for her. However, the really key thing is these really tight swing states, they're going to swing the election one way or another. And I mean, yeah, I think we could really have a very clear understanding in the next 15 minutes about who's going to actually turn out and win this election.
Yeah, I think the best thing is, or the most important thing is, just keep a very close eye on what the swing states will say, because if swing states like Virginia actually goes for Trump, then we could be looking at perhaps a Republican president.
Are you quite worried about that at all?
Well, I think a little bit. Not because he's Republican, but because he's Donald Trump.
because of his views, his extreme views? Or?
Yes.
I mean, for me,
the radical
I guess I have a different take on it. Not that I like any of his policies particularly, but I mean, for me, his sort of opinions on climate change make it non-negotiable. I mean, the fact is that we desperately need to act, I don't know, 2 or 3 years ago on climate change. And the idea that you have a situation where you could have a president who comes in and is a climate denier and is planning and has said one of the first things he's going to do is opt out of the Paris Accords. I mean, it's a very, very dangerous position just for the planet. And it's going to have massive impacts in terms of going forwards, because, I mean, it will put back the world starting to address climate change sort of 4 to 8 years. And that's time we really don't have.
Do you agree with people that are saying that by voting for Clinton, it will be like making the best out of a bad situation in that way?
In a way, because I do think that the Americans are sort of voting between two evils.
Yeah.
Sort of deciding, okay, who do I least dislike? Kind of, it is sort of a popular contest. You vote for the one you like the most, or in this case, the one you dislike.
Do you find it quite a shock after having Obama, and Obama obviously being so popular with the American population, really? Do you find it quite shocking that obviously you've come to these two people to be the next president from Obama?
I mean, while he was very popular in terms of the general population, I mean, the reality is Obama was a very divisive president. I mean, there's an awful lot of Americans who looked very negatively on his politics and perhaps also his race in terms of looking at and viewing him. And I think he has been one of the key catalysts for seeing this further division in terms of America. I mean, the one thing I would say with a lot of these states, and the reason why it's still a tight race and it's still 50-50 probably, is a lot of these districts, the very last ones to come in, are the most densely populated sort of urban areas, which you would expect to vote for Clinton. So what you will expect to see in most of these races is a real tightening right at the end, just as the last few percentage points are counted. Now, that may not be enough to save her, but I think I still think it's 50-50 at this point.
Okay, brilliant. Thank you very, very much.
Another one of the hot topics on the agenda for tonight, at least for the Democrats, is the continuation and extension of Obamacare, which Donald Trump openly despises. Our reporter and boss tonight, Abigail Simpson, has been looking further into what the Democrats want to do with the policy if Hillary gets into the White House.
A prominent issue raised by the Democratic Party at this year's convention in Philadelphia surrounds the changes proposed to America's existing healthcare system. Progress has already been made by the party through the introduction of Obamacare, but some feel more needs to be done. We spoke to some delegates about what the party is proposing.
What Democrats want to do is have a national health care system similar to England's, but ours will be implemented by private companies. I'm not sure how yours is. Medicare is not private companies, although it's subcontracted to private companies here.
Obamacare is a policy which was introduced through the Affordable Care Act in 2010 in order to improve access for citizens to affordable, quality health insurance. One delegate has already experienced the benefits of the new scheme.
If it wasn't for Obamacare, my husband and I would have gone bankrupt. My husband owns his own business and had to have gallbladder surgery, but unfortunately got pneumonia afterwards and was sick for months. And were it not for Obamacare, we would have had to sell our home.
Democratic delegate Kathy Sullivan from Manchester, New Hampshire, suggests how the government could move forward and begin implementing a more nationalized system.
Well, I think we need to start with having a public option as part of Obamacare, and then we'll go on from there. It's a little difficult to unravel the existing system, but something needs to be done. The cost of health care is too high, the cost of insurance is too high, and we got to do something about that.
Even though improvements have begun in developing America's healthcare policies, it seems to be just the beginning of what the Democrats hope will one day become a national health service similar to ours in the UK.
Healthcare has been such a key issue in this election, and Obamacare has been really the centre of attention.
Yeah, definitely. And Trump has been so quick to criticise it, saying Obamacare he will definitely try and repeal and replace it. We're now going to be passing you over to our TV, which will be coming on in a minute. So thank you so much for listening to us, and we'll be back again in 15 minutes.
USA Votes 2016.